Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. I was talking with a patient one day about her relationships with men. She seemed to always call forth men who would verbally and physically abuse her. She told me stories of being dragged by her hair, being attacked with objects when she walked through the door, being thrown out with her clothes, and being smacked in her sleep. The men she attracted were also promiscuous and sexually aggressive. So in order to protect herself in the future, she chose to master the art of kickboxing, judo, and other self-defense techniques. Toward the end of our conversation, she quietly looked at me and said, "What do you do when you meet a man like this?" I told her, "I don't meet men like that." She looked at me really puzzled and said, "Why?" And I said, "Because I'm not open to it. You are." Interestingly enough, her girlfriends were also magnetizing men who caught the abuse bug. She didn't know any different. Therefore, my answer had floored her. I explained to her that water seeks its own level and birds of a feather flock together. People who are open to that type of relationship will find each other. When a river rises, it seeks to level itself out by flooding the surrounding plain. She aggressively tried to convince me that she was not open to an abusive man. Well, of course, this was a tough piece of information to swallow, but it was time for her to wake up and look at her own defensive, jealous, and insecure personality. Not only was she learning how to fend off these creatures in the future, she was also preparing to meet the same type of man again. It was her turn to physically hurt someone. I asked her to look at her keychain. As she looked down, she began to cry when she noticed that her keychain had a tiny stuffed boxing glove connected to it. I said, "Now, tell me you're not preparing to meet the same type of man again." In Cherokee, we say, "Until we meet again, Denada, Gohaya." And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.